at the door till all his saddest words were spoken. Then she threw them with some seasoning in his face. Duke went rambling in his grief, like a vagabond or thief, trying to find the love he sought some other place. He walked down the river highway in the melting summer sun and shouted out above the cars and trucks, I wish I could become some kind of psychedelic bum or a happy traveling troubadour deluxe. New York, what you gonna do about it? New York, climb up on the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town I just can't live without. She lay across the bed, raven hair piled atop her head, rereading through the poem that she wrote. She had a feeling in her belly like her belly had been screwed, but luckily she knew the antidote. She stepped out on the street, dressed in scarlet head to feet, her hat the same precise shade as her lips. She tried to feel the way she had when love was young and gay and glad. She couldn't, but still she swung her hips. What you gonna do about it? New York, climb up on the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town I just can't live without. He phoned her up and said, honey, it was nothing but a number, and numbers can mislead you and confuse. To which she said, I've heard, like guns and cash and sex and words, if the user is a fool, they get misused. He almost smashed the phone in rage, but it held his database, so he lit himself a little joint instead, and told himself a lie about the who and when and why. And kids, that's how a man becomes a chowderhead. New York, what you gonna do about it? New York, climb up on the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town I just can't live without. She wrote a bitter novelette and stuck it on the internet. I believe you still can find it there for free. In the morning she would jog, then post updates on her blog. Then one day she up and moved to Tennessee. The landlord rented her apartment to the NY Police Department, who installed a cop named Franklin J.J. Paul, who was putting up a shelf, humming opera to himself, when he found her poems nestled in the wall. New York, what you gonna do about it? Up on the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town I just can't live without. Duke double checked the deadlock of his Lower East Side store and jumped into a car with yellow fins. He told himself, just tell it like it is, man, just nail it on the line, and be honest with your tongue from here on in. He was never satisfied with a comfortable ride, he had to be the crazy cosmonaut in flight. They found his body near a crumbling Hudson River pier on a wild and stormy hot midsummer night. New York, what you gonna do about it? New York, climb up on the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town just can't live without. Me, I couldn't sleep, I just lay there in a heap. The whole city was a swamp of heat and steam. At 6 a.m. came thunder, and eventually I slumbered into a fanciful and curious kind of dream. I was driving Hank's Cadillac as he rested in the back on the final night of 1952. I offered him a smoke, but Hank never woke. He was too far gone and he was only passing through. I got up at 10 to 5, feeling almost 7/8 alive. and was sitting in my favorite easy chair. When Jukes Immortal's soul, crowned with a golden aureole, flew by my window on its way to who knows where. I took Tylenol for my head and then went out to get some bread. Like Lou, I had 26 bucks in my hand. By the 16-handle shop, I saw an overweight cop stuffing reams of paper in a garbage can. New York, what you gonna do about it? New York, climb upon the roof and shout it. New York, see there ain't no doubt about it. Something in this town I just can't live without. Shittiest old times are still great in New York, New York, New York, New York, in New York, New York, New York, New York, New York.